Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the What Did He Say podcast. It's your boy Chingo Bling. We are back. We got Javi Luna once again.
Yes, sir. How's it going?
In the building, Big Dime.
Yeah.
Representing Corpus Christi, we got DJ producer Big Rob.
In the background.
And today, man, joining us in the Man Cave Studios right here, man, we have Everyday Street Gangster, ESG.
You missed my intro like that?
Man, you come on. You want to do? You want to help me with the
ESG stand for Eduardo Sosa Gonzalez.
Eduardo Sosa Gonzalez.
For real. He didn't know.
Eduardo Sosa Gonzalez.
ESG stands for Eduardo Sosa Gonzalez. Everyday Servant God.
Yeah, okay, I like
Everyday
that.
Street Gangster.
I like that.
Entrepreneur Spin Game.
Already.
Egg, Sausage, and Grits.
Freestyle King.
Definitely. I'm no longer the freestyle king.
What? Who said you're not?
I'm not. I gave that title up. I'm the freestyle god.
Hey, there it is.
Oh,
it's levels.
It's levels. I'm a little level up.
Well, yeah, like man.
You. Hey, man, all you guys have so beautiful. I just didn't make the cut. All y'all have these badass beards.
Nah, my shit need to get edged up. Bang.
I just landed
hey, yesterday.
Hey, man.
Appreciate it. Yeah, Rob.
Rob got the Harvey Love that, going on. That, Harvey that, Love has one. Oh, I think Harvey Love beard is fake.
Man.
I'll be telling
yo,
you.
Yo, what's up with Harvey Love? Where's he been up to? The producer.
He's working. He's a great producer. He's
working. Man.
Yeah.
Let's just dive in, man, because it's like memory lane. And we're going to talk about comedy. We're going to talk about so much stuff. Because ESG also does comedy. But bro, Harvey Love, man.
Yeah.
We got to see if we can reconnect with him. Some of the coldest beats.
Yeah, Harvey Love a monster.
Out of the H-Town, man. For those of y'all that don't know, we do have a sponsor of the podcast, M3C Cattle, right? That's Mary's Creek Cattle Company.
Ooh.
Now, they got some delicious grass-fed beef. Ooh. And when we were talking about the podcast, he was like, man, you know who'd be a really good guest on the music side? He said, you know who'd be a really good guest? He said, you want to talk about some good music? He said, if you have ESG,
pop.
He's like a huge fan, man. Shout out to Mary's Creek Cattle Company.
Already.
Grass-fed beef.
Yeah, let me get some of them bulls. Get some Wagyu.
All of that, baby.
Y'all got a Wagyu or Wagyu?
Shit, I don't know how you say it.
Wagyu.
That's how you say it?
Get some Wagyu.
Is that how you say it?
That's how I would say, yeah. Wagyu, right?
Wagyu?
Wagyu, you being too extra.
I'm being too extra. Just let me get some, some top sirloin.
Some sirloin.
It's all I need.
So that,
I'm happy to be here, my brother.
How would they say it in Louisiana? Like a little bit of a Louisiana
man,
type accent?
I never got to eat brisket as a kid.
Okay.
I was poor. We was in the projects, you know, we was real poor. Only barbecue we ate was leg quarters. I worked at a Mexican restaurant with my mom. I was 10 years old. True story. I never seen a Hispanic person in my life until I was 18.
There it is.
But I worked at a Mexican restaurant as a kid.
What?
I had a Mexican restaurant. There was no Hispanic people in that part of Louisiana. I'm right on the border, almost to Mississippi. My hometown, Bogalusa.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Mexican restaurant. I grew up not eating enchiladas.
Wow.
Guess why?
Why is that?
True story. Every time the trays would come down, I had to help my mama wash dishes. We was real poor. And there were the enchilada trays, and they were so damn greasy.
Uh-huh.
So I grew up, I don't like enchiladas. For real.
It's
true
a
story.
Hell of a plate to clean.
Yeah. But once I taste them, I'm like, damn, it's good as hell.
Yeah. Great, not great to clean up.
So who was running the restaurant, bro?
A white lady.
Wow. Hustle.
Yeah. I had never seen nobody Hispanic. It was great. I can't say it was great food. I'll say it was great food, but I can't say authentic until I got here. Because, you know, like I go to Los Cucos. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, my wife loves it. My wife and her family, they love that place.
I go to Papacitos for the Americanized. way.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I don't do the Taco Bells and Taco Cabana. I'd rather do a taco truck.
Okay.
So you think I'm lying? Eduardo Sosa Gonzalez is my name. Shout out to Thea and Tito.
Okay.
That's Young Easy, great young rapper, North Central. That's his aunt and uncle, right? They gave me my first big plate of authentic. I'm talking about it was fajitas, brisket, everything. And I said to myself, there's no way all that meat is tender.
Uh-huh.
So I ate the hamburger first. Yeah. The hamburger was good.
Yeah.
I got hungry. Man, I tasted that fajita and that steak. I said, there's no way in hell.
He marinated the shit out that meat.
I say, God damn, this shit is so good. You know what I'm saying? So you are, you know.
You know what's crazy too, man? Is fajita is like the toughest meat on the couch.
It was the scraps. Man.
It was the scraps.
That's why I didn't eat it first. I'm like, that shit gonna be hard as fuck. It was so tender and good. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, ESG, Eduardo Sosa Gonzalez.
The way I barbecue, it had you chewing, man. How you chewing like a motherfucker.
Because I can't barbecue.
No shit?
Yeah.
I'm trying to learn, man.
Like, because I'm not, like, Louisiana people cannot barbecue.
Okay.
Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
A lot of people think I'm from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
My dad lived in Houston.
Yeah.
You know, my career started in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
But the beginning of my career as a 13-year-old young kid rapping was in outskirts of New Orleans, Bogalusa. That's why I started it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, yes, sir.
But my real roots, you know, so I'm a lot Texan.
Yeah.
Half Louisiana, half Texan.
Yes, sir.
Boss Hog, Hot Boy. Boss Hog mean I was Boss Hog Outlaw with Slim.
Yeah.
Hot Boy.
Yeah.
Cash Money. So my new mantra. Boss Hog Hot Boy.
I got a song for that. I like that. And for one, you did some business with Drake also,
yeah,
right?
Drake's, yeah, like the hip hop guys, if you're true to the game, the hip hop guys will save your life and keep you in the game. I get an email out the blue. I say, hey, we working with Drake. He wants to send a couple songs over. He wants you to check him out, see if you like him. And work out a deal with you. So I tell him, I say, man, Drake sent me an email. I was like, man, that ain't no real email. Drake ain't seen you, that ain't no real email. I'm like, man, that's clickbait.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, whole house. Like, nigga, you getting fooled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
click that, you're gonna have a virus on your
face. Get your whole identity.
Yeah.
So they say, don't let nobody hear the song. Man, I clicked on the song. Oh my God. I hear Lil Wayne, Andre. I said, there is a God. Because I was a stay-home rapper. What meaning by that was, I wrote Wanna Be a Baller, never got credit. A lot of people don't know that.
You wrote the hook?
I wrote the hook. Developed a lot of other artists and worked with a lot of other artists. A lot of people don't know that. But when I had my son, King Bryson, 2000, I had a daughter before that. A lot of people don't know in Louisiana. But when I had my son, I would go do my concerts, come straight home, do my concerts. He would play my. So I never did travel like a normal rapper would. I was, he was a preemie. I was trying to be a father. I was trying to get out the streets. So I was a stay home rapper.
Yeah.
That kind.
Yeah.
You know? And so when you become a stay-home rapper, you sit on the couch, you lose some of that intensity and that grind that I had when I first started. And so here I am, about 5-6 years from a hit, and I get that email, and there it is. And when I get the song, I'm like, hell yeah, fucking right, it's Drake. Bam, that was just motivation, momentum, go back. Next thing you know, I drop Southside Still Holding, which is soon to be platinum, independent. That means I got a song, started from the bottom. Now I'm one of the greatest, though. With platinum, like Travis Scott and Lizzo, with no radio.
Yeah.
Southside Still.
Swanging and banging. Swanging, I mean, and banging. The project with Slim was classic as well.
Balls All Outlaw. There's
so many bangers on there.
What?
Working with, what was tall dude, man? Light skinned tall dude. What was his name again?
Sinclair.
Yeah, Sinclair.
Me and his, S-E-S. Slim E. Sin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was in the Southwest Wholesale days.
Southwest Wholesale. I just talked about them. Man, made a bunch of money with them. Bunch of money with them.
Hits.
Yeah, hits.
The dunk, dunk, bum, bum, bum. Oh, hey, guess shit. And then the.
What's crazy? Uh-huh. Youngster, them didn't pick that beat. They heard the beat before us. Yeah. Sean Blaze did that beat. And we sit down. I hear the beat. And that's how we come up with that. Pow. But before that, me and Slim had two songs. Brazen Face.
Yes.
Candy Coated Excursion. It was a lot of beef between the North and South. And, you know, by me being from Louisiana, the earth is my turf. That mean I hung my head, family members in Fifth Ward, and the South Side. My dad lived in Mo City. So I hung everywhere. If I was born in Houston, I probably wouldn't have hung everywhere. Mm-hmm. But by me being from Louisiana, I hung everywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, oh, that's Switch Arms. A lot of other SUC members didn't rock with Switch Arms. Mike Watts was at the radio station. So I said, man, I'm going to do a song with one of them. All that.
But you say, bring me the tall one.
I say, who the one with the deep voice?
I say,
his name Slim Thug.
Yeah, the one with the deep voice.
I said, let me get on some Slim pull up. You know what I'm saying? Slim Benegas. That boy pull up with a big old. I ain't never seen a Bill Buckle. Ice style. He pull up big Ice style Bill Buckle. Bam. We do Brazen Face.
Do 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 do.
Not that one.
Okay.
Brazen Face. That's the one I'm saying. When I come down, I'll be chunking up the north. When I come down, I'll be chunking up the south. Bam. It resonated so good in the city. We did another song, Candy Coated Excursion. No, no, no. Then we had a concert in Dallas, and Slim was like, man, look, I'm with Switch Eyes, man, there's like 12 of us, you know what I'm saying? So I'm finna do my own thing. I want to do something called Boss Hog Outlaws. I said, well, shit, you know, I'm having little problems with Rickshaw right now. Hell, let's do our own thing. And that's
like
how we
like
got
a side the group.
Yeah, that's how we did.
Man, y'all had so much chemistry and like so many bangers came out of there. And even the, even the Rec Shop era. Like I remember when, you had a fire albums with them.
Hey man, hey,
City Under
two,
Siege.
City Under Siege. Too Short on there. Man, that song's so hard with Too Short, man. You know, me and Big Mo first hit, bam. Man. Like, yeah. Man came on Big Mo album, but, you know, I made that up. I freestyling off of Whoa.
Hey, that man, bro.
Paint to the
dun, dun, like, dun. Dun, 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 dun. Man, I remember. Look, I was going to. I was in college in San Antonio, and I was like coming home to visit.
What went to UTSA?
Nah, Trinity.
Trinity.
Yeah. So I was coming home. I was driving, and I just missed home. I missed the music. I missed everything. And on the radio, boom, put it on 97.9. They're like, brand new from Rec Shop. You know, ESG, Big Mo, da da da. And it was that. You know, I was like, oh, they flipped the Whoa. I was like, they fucking flipped Whoa, and it's like, man. Holy shit. Like the fucking verses, the energy, Pokey.
Yeah, that was hard.
Oh, man. That was some next.
Shout out No D.
No D, baby.
No D orchestrated that. You know, No D is like a great A&R. You feel me? And that's what it was. We were just driving his every shop.
You remember Sally Williams?
Of course I remember Sally. I never got to get no beats from Sally. Sally came like right after me. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like
it might be his boy. Just tell him he could come.
Like Sally came right after me, so I didn't get to get rap on Sally, none of Sally Trace at that time. You feel me? But yeah. Sally was a monster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to work with him. Shout out to Sally, Carnival Beats,
mm-hmm.
and he would tell me stories. He said there was I got to visit Rec Shop because mm-hmm. I was a college radio DJ, so I got to go pick up some Miss Laura gave me some T-shirts and posters. Got to interview Big Mo. He actually fell asleep during the interview. I was like, I suck at radio.
It wasn't your fault. Big Mo fell asleep. It's cool. He'll fall asleep. Stand up.
The drink, baby.
Man,
the drink?
For real.
He, well, I was a college. I was a college radio DJ, and I was like, "Miss Laura, is he all right?" I got scared. I was a little bitty kid, and she was like, "Oh, they were in the studio." She was like, "Mo, wake up, Mo, wake up."
For real.
And then he got up like a. You know, like when you take a nap and somebody annoys you. So he got up and
he mad when
he didn't feel like doing it. Right? It was like inconvenient. So he got up, got a little ice cream out the fridge, and he like sat down and ate his own ice cream. I was like, all right, so so I was like, so you be singing, huh? It's kind of, he's like, yeah, my style kind of like Nate Dogg, you know. It's kind of like Nate Dogg.
Yeah, like Big Mo.
Hold on, Big Mo was totally. Did he know there was ice? Like, he was at your studio?
No, it was at Rec Shop Records Studio.
Oh, okay.
And there was a nightclub next door.
I was like, how did you know there was ice cream in the fridge?
He helped himself.
At your radio studio.
That was Big Mo. Big Mo was,
R.I.P.
When we had a concert.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kinds of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh. You're in the madhouse now.
If you got multiple days, right? So this day we in this city, the next day we in that city. Check out time. You know how the song, we gotta go. Yeah. Check out time. Big Mo would not open the door until 5 p.m.
Oh, after they check out 11.
He's not opening the door till 5 p.m. Yeah. You can't get him out the door. Boom, 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 boom. All day long. You're not going to hear a word till 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. So by 2 p.m., 3 p.m., he finally, what's up? Man, you know we got to go.
What's up?
Then they finally answer the phone. All right, I better go. That door, about 4:30, 4:45.
They done charged you again for the room.
What? And I was late for the next show. That's how Big Mo was.
Yeesh.
Another Big Mo story. We was, this one drank, finally disappeared. It was getting...
like a drought?
It was about to be a drought. We was like in Arkansas. We only found the three. Like people don't understand like the drink culture. Certain cities and states you go to that has certain sodas, like Louisiana was famous for Boggs Red. That was a soda called Boggs Red. It was amazing with drink. They didn't sell it in Texas. And in Arkansas they had like a sliced peach or something they didn't sell in Texas. So we got there, we got the sliced peaches. We couldn't find no drink. We only found the three. We go to the store to get the sodas, come back, Big Motor. I ain't gonna lie, my stomach was hurt. I drunk it all up by myself.
The 3 ounces?
He drunk all the 3 ounces. Like, Big Motor, why you do that? And like, if you drunk, like, if you come in there walking, like, say, he come in and say, man, I drunk a 4 last night. He like, a 4? That ain't shit. I drank a pint that night.
A pint to the head.
Yeah, like screw a pour, 6. Like people don't understand.
Wow, 6 ounces.
In a 20 ounce. Like people don't understand. Like nowadays, people that drink, will pour 1.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They do it for the look. They got the little double cup and shit.
Maybe a deuce in a 20 ounce. Maybe. Screw a pour, 6 in there. It'd be so muddy. And so, like, people don't understand how good the drink was. I told somebody the other day, like, when I first was, like I wasn't, like, you know, my OGs were millionaires. And they drug of choices were weed and coke. Mm-hmm. And snort, you know. So, unfortunately, that's what I was raised, you know, smoke weed and they snort.
Yeah.
Syrup came around. I didn't really like the syrup as much. I didn't drink as much. But when we started really sipping, I'm telling you, I'm $250 every day.
Oof.
Every day.
Oof.
It didn't bother me.
$250 a day.
$250 to $150 every day.
Javi, how you feel about that?
Big Mo, somebody else, they like $500, $600 every day.
Shit.
No problem. For years straight. Every day. So you can get kind
of like millions of this, like,
so you grinding, you hustling, you making bread. So you might be selling 10 pints, you gonna drink one. You might be selling this and then that's how we were. People don't understand, you know, like to have $250,000 in the car with you, riding around was nothing. That was like normal. You feel me? Like it was always $30,000 or $40,000 hidden in my back somewhere, and people didn't know that. They thought we was like regular rappers, but we weren't. We were boss, big boss.
That's crazy.
You feel me? We're like we all like everybody stayed in hotels forever.
Yeah,
hotels every night. Like I remember I seen Dame Dash talking about they don't like wear boxes and shit over. That's all we did.
They don't wear what?
Like socks and t-shirts and boxes.
Oh, got it, got it.
That's how we used to do.
Yeah.
Show up sign every day. New outfit. Pow. You feel me? Go to Target or Walmart or somewhere. Get a whole bunch of white tees and new boxes and socks. Hotel. Pow. Everybody eat. That's just how it was. You know, drink went from $125 a pint to $250, $350 a pint, $450 a pint over the years, $600, $700.
Especially as it got more mainstream. And
you know how much everybody. You know how much a pound of Kush used to cost back in the days when you smoke. We used to smoke the burner, the shit, the gas. That shit was $8,000, $6,000 for a pound.
Ooh.
We used to smoke that like when Rick Ross did his first concert here.
Yeah.
Like we were like, here goes Zip. We paid $600 for a Zip of Kush back then. Like I would spend like $175 a day on a quarter.
That's crazy.
That's how we was ballers.
That's you crazy. Feel me? Like, habit numbers, like, man.
The jury, habit numbers. I habit
like
math.
The jury that we like the money that we didn't have A&Rs and record companies. It's giving us budgets.
I'm too cheap when other people
got deals, like when Mike Jones and them got deals, and they were going to Johnny and spend, like, I remember Johnny was like, I charged Mike Jones $125,000 for this piece. I'm like, what? Like,
yeah.
We would do this. We was doing the same thing.
That's crazy.
Without a deal. So imagine that. You feel me? Independent artists, grinders, and hustlers. On the side, we built that legacy. Niggas can say what they want to say. You cannot go find no rapper with a mouthful of diamonds before me. You can look, try, research. You're not going to find it. Everybody had a chip, one piece. Me and my dogs, me and my partners, we went to another jeweler. We get the teeth made. We go to Johnny. Johnny, I don't want one diamond. I want all baguettes. I want all the.
Which Johnny? King's?
King's Johnny.
Okay.
I had mine about 6-7 times. So the grill that we had, by the time it resonated to other people, T.I., Rick Ross, and all these people was paying $30, $25,000 for that grill. That same grill I was paying $6,500 for. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We built that. There's no way you can look that had the jury that we had, the customized jury. I don't give a damn what you say. You can go research it. You're not going to find the customized jury nowhere in the world the way that we had it. Of course, other people had pieces and this.
It was all, but like, it was like a Jesus piece.
It wasn't mass produced.
It wasn't this.
It wasn't these type of styles.
Yeah.
That's why Rick Ross, that beast, Johnny.
They all had to come here.
Why you think TV Johnny became TV Johnny? You copied the name from King Johnny.
There was so much demand for the Johnny
name. Johnny.
It was like, you're Johnny. I'm Johnny too.
I'm
Johnny. Like, yeah. Oh, the so Johnny I heard about.
So when you go on the flea market, everybody's going to try to stop you before you get, like Boston. It's like a woman with that go get her hair done. She's not going to go to no other stylist. Same with you. All the new little people coming. Hey, I do watches. I do. They all trying to stop you.
Yeah.
It's like a parade. I'm like, I do jury. Shit, your ass down. We going back here to Johnny.
Yeah, get the hell out the way. Where Johnny at?
So what was the jewelry habit like? Because I'm still hung on by the 250.
Huh? He's trying to hear some of the jewelry math, more of the jewelry math.
What was the jewelry habit?
Like you'll catch a normal cat in the hood. Uh-huh. He spent $50,000 on this piece.
And how often would he do that?
Like you never know.
Just whenever it strikes
17, 17.5, 22.5, 10 bands.
$2.50 a day is crazy. I got a $7 a day taco habit. Got me thinking about changing my whole life.
You know what I'm saying? That's how life was.
You know,
get some of that math.
You know, that's how it was, baby.
Dude, do something. What's the taco? Tell me, break down the taco math, Javi. Like, what's your habit?
Taco, man. Wake up. I mean, if you want bacon and stuff, man, you're paying $3.50 a taco now.
There it is.
These prices are wild on these streets, man.
Y'all thought jewelry got inflated. Mm-hmm. Y'all thought drink got inflated.
Yeah.
Just think about the people that are waking up like, you pay $3.50 a
pound. Yeah, man.
$3.50 a pound. $3.50 a pound.
If it hits $8 for two tacos, man, I'm gonna be like, man, yeah, keto can't be that tough, man.
Hey, he's probably not lying. I got a homeboy. He's an OG. We pulled the Popeyes the other day. True story. That's all I'm gonna tell. True stories. I'm gonna buy the food anyway. He like, man, how much for one piece of chicken? He just arrogant like that. So the dude is like, it's like $2.29. Man, too. What happened to the $2.99 special? I said, man, I don't got that no more. You know? Mm-hmm. He's like, man, shit, I ain't finna pay no $2.29 for a piece of chicken. And, you know? I said, man, I'm buying the chicken. Yeah, I'm ready to go buy my own chicken. I said, nigga, you got to go home, cook it, buy the grease, do this. I said, so you really don't want no chicken? No. Sir, give me a chicken sandwich and a two-piece. I'm not finna go home and cook and all this shit. I'm gonna pay the extra for this man. Nigga, right. You are tripping. But that's how some people are. He would not. This nigga drive to 4 gas stations.
I'm like,
yeah, the motherfuckers there are too high.
Nigga, too high.
We the fast folks. Nigga, we gonna run out of gas.
It'll make a mental note. Right. See that one? When we're coming back to this.
How you doing the saving too?
Take your ass to Kroger and get the 10 cent off. Yeah, some people like that. You know, that's crazy. That's how my mama is with sodas. Like, she go, my mama go buy everything name brand except drinks. I've drunk every kind of name. I growing up as a kid, like, I would have a drink called, like, a Super K, you know, like, Big Pepper. Yeah, like, what the fuck is a Big Pepper?
Dr. Thunder.
Dr. Thunder, you know? Yeah, my mama's not, I ain't paying for that, but she's going to pay for my tissue. She gonna get the expensive tissue because she don't want that ass to itch.
Yeah,
but sodas,
she gonna spend your money in the right places. Yeah.
Hey, so let me ask you this: your skills for like controlling the crowd and rocking the crowd, how did that translate into comedy?
I didn't want it to translate to comedy. You know, I want to. You know, somebody dared me to do stand up.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
the joke joint,
yeah,
on 45,
we
passed by there. And female,
well, you know, it's gone, right?
Yeah. A female cousin of mine, she's like, they do come in there, you always talking shit to me, I dare you to go in there and do stand up. I said, what? Pull over, I'm finna go in right now.
Right now.
And I didn't. I had butterflies, you know. I didn't go in there. Like a month later, I said, fuck it, I'm going to go in there. And I went in there. It went over well. Damn, I hit about 4 or 5 other open mics just trying it. I always was retarded cracking jokes. You know? Yeah. And they started making me go last. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I went, that's when I knew I had it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the very beginning, like, one guy was like, hey, I'm going to give you $750 to come over here. Another guy, I'm going to give you $1,500 to come over here. Mm-hmm. And another guy was like, you come to my room, I'm going to give you $50. So I was like, damn, something ain't right. I can, you know, I didn't understand the comedy game. I know the rap game. I don't know the comedy game. Mm-hmm. You know, so a dude tell me, like, hey, you can't be disrespectful. Mm-hmm. You have to hit all the rooms. Mm-hmm. I said, well, bro, I ain't going back to that motherfucking room. That nigga gave me $50. He said, but still, you know, they respected that. I said, I don't give a name, man. I come from the rap way. Yeah. I said, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to book the venue. Because I went, but a comedian told me, he's like, look, you going about it the wrong way. He said, they going to look at you like you skipping the line. He said, you already too funny. Yeah. They going to look at you like you didn't beat the block. You didn't, you know. I like, yeah. Well, I beat the block for 20 years in rapping.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. They said, they're not going to look at it like that. He said, the comedians that are being your mentors now are not going to answer the phone for you. Absolutely. In 3 months.
That's what happened to Ralphie May.
And that's what really happened to me.
They didn't answer the phone anymore. Pissed people off because they felt like he jumped the line by going straight to Kennison.
I said, you know what? I'm going to ease into the comedy. I'm going to take my time.
Yeah.
You know, because I still got a lot of shit to say in rap. And I don't want to be too funny because I'm too gangster.
See, that's my problem, man. Don't let the funny shit get you fucked up.
Can I spike my...
Yeah, there's another glass right there. Shout out to Pi Tequila, man. They actually sponsoring the show, man.
That's delicious.
Straight out of Mexico.
I'm going to try it by itself first.
They taking the Texas tequila market by storm.
Eduardo Sosa Gonzalez.
He about to turn into Eduardo Sosa Gonzalez.
Eduardo Sosa Gonzalez.
Pi Tequila is going to get it.
I am a narco mafioso.
He about to tell a story. As soon as he pulled up, he's like, man.
My amigo was new wavy when he first became a soldier.
Hold on.
His very first regalo was an old gold pistola. I used to go to El Supermercado, give me mucho bacon soda, because I cook a lot of coca.
Hey, there it is. There it is.
That shit is good.
Yeah, it's delicious, ain't it? Pie tequila.
I got to do one more.